A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Some Pharisees came to Jesus and said, "Go away, leave this area, because Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons, and I perform healings today and tomorrow, and on the third day I accomplish my purpose. Yet I must continue on my way today, tomorrow, and the following day. For it is impossible that a prophet should die outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how many times I longed to give your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were unwilling. Behold, your house will be abandoned, but I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The word of the Lord. Have you ever had experiences where you need the counsel of someone coming to you as if you are best of friends, or where you crave their motive? You might be led to wonder, should you take their advice or not? Today's reading starts like this. The Pharisees come to Jesus as though concerned. "Go away. Leave this area. Herod wants to kill you. Who in their right mind would not run away from danger, let alone to be killed?" Did Herod really want to kill Jesus? What was the way for the Pharisees discard Jesus in whatever he was doing? Jesus would not have been surprised, because Herod is the one who wanted to kill Jesus when he was still an infant. The question is, why would the Pharisees want Jesus? The Pharisees have actively and openly attacked Jesus as they believe he was bringing a new teaching and leading people away from the tradition in their faith. It must leave us wondering why all of a sudden they warned Jesus about Herod. Jesus is both annoyed and frightened by the Pharisees' false concern and Herod's anger. He even gives the Pharisees a mission to take a message back to Herod to tell him. He says, "Go and tell that fox for me, 'Listen, I'm casting out demons in the morning. He was today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed out of Jerusalem.'" Jesus likens Herod to a fox, not because he has a tail, but from their characteristics. Foxes are known to be tricky, cunning, dishonest, and dangerous. Jesus knows who Herod is, and is making it clear that the schemes of this deceiver will not prevent him from fulfilling the Father's will. Today, you and I are warned to be prudent and look closely at what sometimes may seem to be good advice, to engage in soul searching and learn to hear the voice of the shepherd who will risk their life for us, who will shelter and nurse us. Allow yourself today to be embraced in this love, when you do not know which advice to take.